This is The Night Show, only on TFM. Always with you.
The Night Show on TFM. Hey, what's up? You're chilling with your boy TP here. Now, today in the studio, I usually call myself Oppa, but today I'm very humble. I cannot. Because in the studio tonight, an uprising singer, superstar, and movie star, we've got Glenn Yeong. Woo!
Hello. Hello, everybody. This is Glenn Yeong, Rong Chi Hang from Singapore. So nice to meet you guys.
Oh,
from
my
God. Sarawak.
Yes, Kuching, from Sarawak, right? Kuching. Correct. You have never been to Kuching, right?
No, but I always wanted to go because I have some friends who are from there as well.
Uh-huh.
So they tell me all about like the food and the place. So I can't wait to be there one
day. Okay. Please do come here. And when you come here, please call me. I can bring you to lots of good places to eat.
I'll hit you up, TP.
Okay. I'll hit you. All right. So first and foremost, we are going into a set of questions to see your response to all these questions. To get to know you better, who is Glenn Yeong? All right. Now, it'll be under 30 seconds. Now, are you ready, Glenn?
Let's go.
All right. Here we go. First question. Eat to live or live to eat?
Live to eat.
All right. Dancing or singing?
Singing.
Urban areas or countryside?
Countryside.
The beach or the jungle?
The beach.
All right. Text or call?
Call.
Early bird or night owl?
Night owl.
Okay. What's your worst fear?
Disappointing the people I love.
Oh, but that's a very good answer. That's all for the 30 seconds. I've got one last question here. Right? So which one would you prefer? Singing or acting?
Oh, you know, a lot of people ask me that question.
Yeah.
It's hard to answer because both are really different to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, singing, it's a way to express myself. Acting is a way for me to enter into another person's world and understand another person. So I feel like I need both to balance things out, you know, because sometimes too much acting, you lose yourself. But you can't just be about yourself, right? In life, you have to understand the world and the people around you. So I kind of need both.
Okay. Basically, Glenn is kind of like an all-rounded guy. He can do anything he wants, sing, act, everything. Now, recently, Glenn, you released a brand new single, Breakout. We've heard it. We loved it so much. But let's talk about it. Can you tell us the inspiration behind Breakout?
So Breakout, the genre of the song is more hip-hop, more dancing, pop. It's about breaking out of your comfort zone. So I wrote the song in mind of encouraging people, including myself. You know, it's like a reminder that we gotta break out of our comfort zone. We gotta break out of the environment that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta break out of the mold that the society has set for us, or the limitations that we set for ourselves in our mind. Or like, you know, you have something you always wanted to do, but you just don't have the courage to take that step. You know,
mm-hmm.
this song is to encourage you to break out of it and take that step.
Ooh.
So yeah, that's what Breakout is about, you know.
And we can all agree that Breakout is a very, very good song. If you haven't streamed it yet, please go stream on it on YouTube. Music video is out as well. And speaking of music video, right now we'll take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to ask Glenn about the inspiration behind that music video. TFM, always with you.
Get ready for a fun and crazy ride on The Night Show right here on TFM.
This is The Night Show on TFM here. Annyeonghaseyo. You're chilling with your boy TP here tonight. In the studio, we are talking to Glenn Yeong, Singapore's latest uprising international superstar and a movie star. So we talk about his latest release single, which is a Breakout. Very, very nice song. If you haven't listened to it, go listen to it right now. And of course, there was also a music video being released. Now, tell us the concept behind that music video, Glenn.
Yeah, so the music video, if you saw, it's actually pretty artsy.
Yes, it's very artsy.
Okay. Yeah, it's more creative. There's like a lot of effects. The lighting, the cinematography is amazing. So amazing crew. I actually shot it with a Malaysian team. So yeah, I love working with Malaysians, and like the team is just so amazing with their work. But the story behind is more abstract, actually, because if you see the MV, it's about me breaking out of a place. And in the process of breaking out, there's actually somebody chasing after me,
right,
trying to like pull me and, you know, hunting after me. And eventually you break out of that and you're at a mountain, it's sunrise, it's like a new beginning. It can represent different things. It could be the voices in our mind,
right,
you know, voices in our mind telling us, our inner demons telling us that no, you can't do this, or like, oh, it's not possible. Or it could be our environment, or it could be anything, any limitation that the people or like circumstances around us stands for. So it's really up to the audience's own interpretation, but the message is simple. At the end of the day, you know, you break out of that, you're going to have your breakthrough. Yeah, there will always be a sunrise, you know, at the end of the day.
Wow, okay. So the thing is, when I watch it, I thought like the person chasing you is actually a version of another you. I literally thought at the...
It actually could represent that as well.
Right.
That was actually one of my concepts
early on.
Yeah, because the concept is like, you know, you all, for me, myself, I always want to challenge myself and compete with just myself, you know, to be a better version.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, I think for most of us, our worst enemy and our worst critic is actually not other people, but ourselves. Yeah. So
right.
that's kind of what it represents as well. Well, I'm very impressed, you actually. That.
Well, thank you. Because I love watching all these kind of artsy music videos, especially when they slid in, you know, maybe some hints or Easter eggs. So when I watch it, that was the kind of vibe that I get, which I feel like it can represent a lot of things if you watch it. It can be maybe some bad memory, someone holding you back. For me, I'm always in a race between myself, me and myself. So I depict that person that's chasing after myself is actually myself. So I guess it's kind of meaning for me. Anyways, all right, now we'll take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with Glenn right after this. CFM, always with you.
We've got your favorite songs, favorite news, favorite host right here on TFM.
Bonjour, nice show on TFM here. Hey, what's up? You're chilling with me, TP, here on the show tonight. We've got Glenn Young, singer, songwriter, dancer, actor. Ooh, just like an all-rounder right here. So tonight we talk about his latest single, Breakout. We talk about a music video. Now, right now, we want to know is, Glenn, you've released two singles so far, Up Up and also Breakout. Will there be a full album? Can fans expect more collaborations, maybe?
There are a couple of songs in the works right now.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them are actually done. I'm still planning the release.
Ooh.
The MV. Yeah, but the plan is to have a concert at the end of the year. So I'll definitely release a lot more songs this year. I wouldn't promise an album, but definitely an EP.
Okay, okay.
6 to 7 from. Yeah.
Okay, an EP with 6 to 7 single. We are excited for that. How about collaboration?
Yes, actually, there's a couple of Malaysian artists I'm in top three right now to collab.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but nothing's confirmed yet, even though some is like 90% already.
Right.
So yeah, I can't wait for you guys to see.
Ooh.
It's going to be an amazing collab.
You can't spill any names?
Not yet. But I mean, I just know once it's out, everyone will be crazy.
Ooh, yeah, so. All right. So fans, are you in the treat for that? All right. So
yeah.
After singing, let's dive into another part of the world, acting. Now, you started pretty early back as well. You debuted with supporting role in The Good Fight. And then you also had a very crazy role with Victory Lab. And then you starred in the recent Chinese New Year film, The King of Musang King. And before that, you're in Aga's Go Army. So with all this around, right, can you tell us how do you actually start with acting, or how do you fall in love with that art?
Yeah, so I mean, honestly, I started in the most Gen Z way.
Mm-hmm.
I did TikTok and then I got scouted, so people started asking me to go for like auditions for like shows. Yeah, and that's how I got like my first acting gig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, I always had like a passion in acting. It's just that I never saw it as something that I could actually do, you know.
Mm.
It was just like me daydreaming and all. But when I actually started acting, I tried it for the first few times. I realized I really love acting.
Mm.
I love the moment. You know, like when the director shout action to
right,
cut.
Right.
You know, that period between action and cut, it always feels like an out of a body experience for me.
Mm.
Because in that moment, I'm not Glenn Young, but I'm actually that character. I'm that person. That is something that most people will not be able to experience, you know, in your life, in your jobs, to step into another character, another person. And in these 5 minutes, you're not yourself, man. Like, you're actually this character. This is your background. This is your friends. This is the situation that's happening right now. I love that feeling.
Ooh.
So that was what got me started acting and got me hooked. You know, like, even up to today, I'm still so passionate about acting, and hopefully I can get more interesting roles.
I'm really pretty sure that you're going to get more interesting roles. Now, speaking about interesting roles, are there any acting roles that you would want to try but you haven't gotten yet? Like something that you really want to go into, that character?
I mean, there are a lot. But one of the roles that I really want to try is like a bad boy kind of like role. You know, where it's like a bad boy, hardy appearance, but actually it's a softie at heart, you know?
Oh, okay.
I really want to try a role like that because I feel like the audience hasn't really seen that side of me yet. I mean, they've seen the swimming side of me, they've seen the army side of me.
Right.
They seen the
durian side of,
idol side of me. Yeah, but they haven't seen like the
bad boy.
The bad boy, you know, like wet hair, slick look, and then like,
I mean, pretty sure there are a lot of people, fans out there, especially want to see Galan acting as a bad boy in any movie or series. So, director, if you're listening to this, hit him up, okay? And we wish him all the best in getting that role as well. All right, so right now, we'll take a quick break, don't go anywhere. Be back with Galan right after this, right here on CFM.
All night, only the best music, only on TFM.
Konnichiwa, nice show on CFM here. Hey, what's up? You're chilling with your boy TP here tonight. We are talking to Galan Yong, a rising singer-songwriter, movie superstar, all the stars in our world, and of course an international heartthrob. So Galan, just now you talked about that you enjoy acting as well, but are there any difficulties or challenges along the way that you face when you are acting, or what is the most difficult thing when it comes to acting?
Okay, to be honest, Mandarin is not my first language, so I struggle a lot with acting in Mandarin because it's I only started speaking Mandarin like 4 years ago,
okay.
5 years ago to be exact. The script, you know, reading the Chinese words, because a lot of words I do not know how to read. I actually have to use Google Translate to change and translate the Hanyu pinyin, and then from there understand the meaning of the words. You know, so I guess that's the toughest part, is really knowing and understanding the Chinese language part of it.
But I think, like, on behalf of all fans, that like, we've seen all your acting, right? Mandarin, it sounds okay from you, though.
I mean, that's because, like, there's a lot of, like, hours and hard work put into it. I mean, especially when I did the recent Chinese New Year movie,
uh-huh.
King of Musan King. It's a Mandarin movie, you know, right. And all the cast, they are all, like, the OGs, veterans, in the Mandarin-speaking world in the entertainment scene. And then, there's me, someone like me, a kid that's coming into the game, you know, trying to like act alongside all these veterans and legends. So I really had to work hard for the role so that I match their level, you know. And yeah, I mean, obviously that took out a lot of my time, a lot of effort. But I think at the end of the day, I enjoy the process because I told you, right, acting is fun for me. So even if the language is hard, I think I still find a lot of joy in the whole process. So yeah, I'm very happy.
I think one thing quality that we all can agree on, Glenn, is that the dedication and passion he has. And that's why I don't think like what your song Breakout is, there will be nothing difficult in your way because you are going to break out of it.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Now, okay, back to more of your projects. Do you have any upcoming projects that you can share with your fans? Maybe movie gigs or maybe more stuff on your songs? And we know that you're going to release 2 songs every now and then, every 1 or 2 months, and then there will be an EP with 6 to 7 singles. But any other stuff that you can let fans know?
Okay, I mean, there's a couple of potential acting gigs, but it's also not confirmed, so I can't really say much.
Mm-hmm.
But even if like we film it and all, you'll probably only be out like second half of the year. So
all right.
Acting side, the fans might have to wait for a little bit. But music wise, there'll be a lot happening year. Yeah, because I'm planning to like release a song every 2 months, well, every 1 month or 2 months. So the fans have something to look forward to. I have songs that can make you cry.
Woo!
And also songs that will make you want to sing and belt in your bathroom, you know. So it's a lot of different genres. It's very exciting. I think people wouldn't be able to expect because, I mean, I'm at this point in my life, in my music career where I'm still building and growing and I'm finding my style. So I'm exploring a lot of different styles. So I think the fans will be pretty curious and shocked to see the different songs because they are all pretty different from one another.
I think on behalf of all of Glenn's fans, we can say that we are very excited for the music. Doesn't matter what, we just want more and more and more. So fingers crossed that Glenn will release a song even faster. So hopefully we can all listen to it. Anyway, right now we'll take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Be back with Glenn right after this, right here on CFM. Always with you.
Get ready for your daily dose of fun and relaxing evening right here on TFM.
Well, hello there, Night Show on CFM. Here you're back with me, TP here today. We are also hanging out with Galan Yong, singer, international superstar, model. I mean, like, he is just an all-rounder, my idol, who I want, who I look up to. Now, he recently released a new single, Breakout, together with a music video as well. Now, after we talk so much, right, Galan, you've been in the industry for, I would say, a fair share of years now. What would be the best advice that you think you've ever gotten?
In Chinese, they always say 一切都是最好的安排. Means everything happens for a reason. And it basically, my career today, my life today is made up of not just my success, but also my failures. It's not just made up of my strengths or my victories, but also my defeats and my weaknesses and my wrong decisions, you know. So I feel like everything happened for a reason, even the bad ones, you know, bad things that happen to you. It happened so that you can be where you're at today. You are in the best possible position in your life right now as it is. So I think that is the best advice I've gotten, because it's not a lot of people, they always compare with each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you see, you scroll on social media especially, it can be depressing. You look at other people's life and you're always like, oh, why do they seem to lead like so good life? They're doing so much better when I'm having all these problems. But yeah, just need to know that you're at the best possible place in your life right now at this moment. And I think that would give you a mindset that, you know, better days are ahead if things are not doing well. And even if things are doing well now, you know that like things will be better. And even if things are not better, it's fine because, you know, life is too good.
Yeah. I love that. I love it so much. Now, finally, are there any words you want to say to your fans, especially to your Hang Bao Bao?
Of course. Hang Bao Bao, just want to say you really motivate and encourage me a lot. Before I came to Milan, I actually read your letters again because I needed some strength and energy and motivation. And every time I read your letters and you telling me how I motivated you, I'm like, man, you guys motivate me more. And to know the impact that we have on each other's life is so surreal and so amazing to me. So thank you for all the support, all the love that you guys have shown me through your words, through your actions, through your feelings. I appreciate it a lot, and I hope I can continue to make you guys proud.
Yay! Thank you so much, Glenn, for today. Oh, we have so much fun doing this. Please, next time, really come to Kuching Sarawak, okay? We'll have Golomi.
Yeah. Oh my god, yes, I heard the Golomi there is like very nice.
Oh, very nice. You can have three bowls for sure. Seems like you're a foodie as well.
Yeah.
So once again, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a really, really great pleasure. Thank you. It's a dream come true to meet my superstar idol. So we are excited to see more of your works. We would be rooting for you. Keep going. We break out in 2023. Woo!
Yes. Everybody, let's break out together.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. I hope to be able to see you guys in person soon.
All right.
Yes. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. And that's it for tonight's show. Thank you so much for tuning in. But before we go, if you want to listen to the whole interview once again, you can download it, our podcast, which is T-Pod, and listen back to the whole interview on that app, which will be available to be downloaded from Google App Store, Apple App Store, and also Huawei App Gallery. Just find the pink kettle icon, T-Pod, and you can listen to the whole interview. Also, the video for this interview, Glenn Yong and I, will also be uploaded onto our Facebook page. Head over to CFM and find the video. It is fresh on top of the page. Please make sure to give it lots of like, share it out to all your friends, and comment down below, I love Glenn. With that, this is me, TV, signing off. Have a great weekend. This is TFM, always with you. Bye-bye! I'm a break. I'm a break. Breaking out of 6-5, breaking all rules. Now I'm doing all the things you said I couldn't do. Yeah, I'm doing fashion week. Yeah, I'm doing stadiums. I'm just getting started while you're looking like a fool. Yeah, I'm rocking the crown, making the loud, hopping around. I've been dreaming out the day that I've been talking out of town. Haters talk a lot of, I ain't hearing the sound. 2020 tunnel vision coming out for the crown. It's GY. Day and night, keep my dreams close. To my heart, only God knows. God knows. My mind's clear, got it focused. Got my head in the clouds and put my feet on the ground. Those years in the gutter got me ready for the top. Break it, break it, break. 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 Breaking out, breaking out, breaking out of the 6-5. Breaking out here. Breaking out there. Breaking out here. Breaking out there. Breaking out here. Breaking out there. Breaking out here. Oh, I'm feeling real good, yeah, I'm feeling like a rock star. I make movies, calling me a pop star. Got a call, wanna put me in the poster. Get your popcorn, hope you like your roast star. I'm on a roll, okay, right for my day ones. G-L-E-N-N, put the name up. Everything I do, I got the Midas touch. You can never tell me it's impossible, cause I've already done it twice. G-Y, about to blow up. I could tell you what I feel about the glow up. Tip top, I'm a winner. 2020 vision coming up for the crowd. It's G-Y. Day and night, keep my dreams close. To my heart, only God knows. God knows. My mind's clear, got it focused. Got my head in the clouds and put my feet on the ground. Those years in the gutter got me ready for the top.
break it, break it, break, 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 break it now, break it now, break it now, another six, break it, break it, break, 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 break it now, break it now, break it now, another six,
break it out here.
To my heart.